W252DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A strong end to the year for the economy. ABC's Alexis Christophorus goes through this morning's report from the Commerce Department.
This is a look at a sort of the report card of the economy, and it shows us that the economy did pretty well to end 2022, despite the highest inflation in 40 years and rising interest rates. The economy still grew at a solid pace, 2.9%, slightly better than we expected, and down a little bit from the pace of growth we saw in the prior quarter, which was 3.2%.
Some economists believe the U.S. could see rolling recessions. Parts of the economy are starting to slow down. Not all of them, though. A hearing in a Texas court today over two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. The aerospace giant will be arraigned on a criminal charge that it thought was settled 2 years ago. Families of the victims say they were never notified of the deal. A new round of Russian missile strikes across Ukraine. Overnight, Ukrainian officials say 11 people were killed. This is ABC News. We're learning more about the man who police say killed 11 in a shooting in a California dance hall. Investigators believe he bought the gun that was used more than 20 years ago. The suspect killed himself after the shooting, but ABC's Alex Stone says
a motive remains elusive, according to L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna. The suspect was not married, and they have found no signs he was romantically connected to any of the victims. He had not frequented the dance ballrooms in years. Luna saying on Wednesday his teams found a motorcycle owned by the shooter parked one block south of the crime scene.
Investigators believe it was placed there by the suspect as an alternative getaway vehicle.
He says some parts of how and why the attack was carried out may never be known. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The two-year suspension of former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts is coming to an end. Parent company Meta says they will be restored. It's also warning about the possibility of more suspensions if the ex-president breaks content rules. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The State Bar of Wisconsin says the shortage of prosecutors and public defenders is a constitutional crisis. The lawyers group says the right to a fair and speedy trial in Wisconsin is at stake. WisPolitics.com reports 24 district attorneys in Wisconsin have left office before their terms expired in the past 4 years. The public defender's office says it's about 20% short-staffed. New drivers in Wisconsin got to skip their road tests during the pandemic. Now, the DMV wants to make its driving test waiver permanent. The DMV says 87% of new drivers got a waiver since May of 2020. There's plenty of concern that not testing new drivers on the road is making driving more dangerous. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway today only. There are some rules. Go to civicmedia.us/million.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, today is the day, and I'm sorry it took me so long to get back to you, Connor, about the opportunity for businesses to call in and have their opportunity to get free advertising here at our radio station. You've got a short window left. You should go on civicmedia.us / million. Connor will look that up. He'll get that information for us. But I would be remiss if we didn't get that information out to you. It's today. It's right now. And you've got an opportunity to get $5,000, $10,000, or $20,000 worth of advertisement free on our radio station. Let's go to Dave from Mequon quickly. Dave.
Hey, Carl. Great show as always. Really quickly, so I do think there is something to be said in regards with this situation that, yes, I do think we should know what exactly is going on with that situation. And if you remember, I was a little bit upset, you know, when we had the mayor's race. And Cavalier Johnson, to his credit, though, I will say this, he did say that he's had problems with his family. And he mentioned about his other brother that runs a prison and that one of his other brothers was in that same prison. But the reality was that in
Dave, call back. Gene from Eclair. Hey, Gene, thank you very much for waiting. You said what? Call back, Dave. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. And thank you so much for you guys doing such a great job covering issues that are really important to us that we need to know about. I had no idea about Judge Doral. I was concerned about her running in the first place because I watched live the trial she ran, and it was just unbelievable, no control whatsoever of her courtroom and all kinds of antics done. And it was comedy of errors. This judgeship is the most important judgeship in our state. 10 years on that bench. We can't have any kind of issues right now with all the things impacting our state and also our country, because go Wisconsin, go with our country. I mean, Scotty Walker started the business what Trump took over, and I can still see Scotty Walker sitting in Trump's chair twirling around, and I thought, oh my gosh, our country's up the creek without a paddle because of the antics that's done by Trump that Walker did to our state. In addition to that, thank you so much for bringing up Iowa. I mean, that I was sitting here with smoke coming out of my ears. I thought maybe Tom from L.A. could see it over there. That this is just ridiculous. I'm sorry, but, you know, I've been independent my entire life, and I used to vote for the best person. But believe you me, that is not the Republican Party of old, and I'm 68 now, same as you, and I've watched my country for many years. This is alarming. This impacts people with R's after their names, D's or I's or whatever, what the Republicans are doing to our country and to our state. And they did a lot of stuff through the judgeship in the state of Wisconsin. And we don't need any more of the garbage. We need good people, good backgrounds, and people to get our state back in order. I mean, look at our federal Supreme Court. That is beyond belief. And I hope they get some more judges in there and add judges so we get more fairness in our Supreme Court, too. But thank you, Earl. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you very much for the call.
And just to let everyone know, so you can visit, it's civicmedia.us/million-dollar advertising giveaway.
Okay.
Before we go back to Dave.
Yeah, and that's to get an opportunity to get free advertising. You know, $1 million giveaway is what it is.
Yep.
And it's active right now. Now is the time for you guys to call or text and go to the website. Go to the website and say you heard it on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go back to Dave from Mech One. Hey, Dave, one friend, a 19-year-old female, said she met Michael Darrell via social media when he started attending UWM, though he was not a student there. She said he had a fake student ID that he used to get into the dorms. Kay Reddington started buying pills from Michael Darrell only about 2 weeks before he died, the female friend said. We were at lunch one day in the cafeteria, the female friend said. Kay was like, I actually don't really like Mike, but I'm going to use him for drugs. The female friend said Michael Darrell had tried to sell her Percocet, but she declined because of her past battles with alcoholism. She says she thinks often about what would have happened if she bought a lace pill. She said she could have died just as her classmate did. I think about that every day, she said. That could have been me. Now, Dave, before we went to break, you were trying to bring a correlation between the mayor, which I don't see, because the mayor's brothers aren't his children. He has no control over what his brothers have done. When it's your own child, that's a different story, Dave.
I understand that, but at the end of the day, though, is that his brother did the shooting in January.
Hey, Dave.
And he didn't. He was okay.
Why are you trying to change the subject? The subject again.
I'm not changing the subject. I'm using it as a comparison.
It's not a comparison.
Because they were looking for him, and he could have easily just said, "Hey, listen, you know what? My brother." It wasn't brought until what, April 1st, and then it came out that his brother, they were looking for him since January the shooting where you shot somebody multiple times.
Listen. I don't understand, but I do understand. When there's an issue such as this one that will have and could have a possible impact on whether or not Republicans are going to control the state Supreme Court or not, that people don't want to be forthright. The truth of the matter is, if my son, my own blood, had done this, that's on me. It's a reflection of me. Whatever my brothers, in which I had seven of them, would have done, that's no reflection on me. How can you possibly try to draw a parallel between those two?
Because now he was 19 years old. 19 years old, technically, he's no longer a child.
Oh, damn.
He is an adult. And the thing is,
it's her son.
Do I understand why she's, you know, all she really had to say was yes.
So why didn't she?
There's this. Well, because it obviously, listen, it's a mother-son situation, and then a mom is always going to protect her son. I mean, that's just natural thing to do.
I know, but Dave,
that being said, I do think it is an issue. I do think it is an issue.
I don't think that's true.
I do think. What's that? You don't think that's true?
I mean, it's the mark of a competent. Well, we have to look at her from the lens of being a public figure, not from that empathetic lens. That's what she's running for. That's what she's saying she wants to be. She's going to be in the position to determine the lives of a lot of people. And so she has to demonstrate with her own personal actions and what she says publicly that she has the consistency to be able to make choices on that level. And I feel like this just, it doesn't. And I'm not saying that. And also what Earl pointed out just a little bit ago, like, that's Cavalier's brother, you know? She had control, and also she's a conservative preaching ideas of family values, and it just... I understand the sympathetic angle, I do, but the issue is that this isn't... It's...
No, the issue is...
I get both of what you're saying. I agree it should be brought up, but I also think... But this is what I'm going to say. I think that every person, be it that's running for a public, in this particular situation, Supreme Court for the state, I think we should know a lot about what they are, who they are. I'm not too crazy about the person's running against Mitchell, Prolasewicz, where she's already laying claims, how she's already a judge without even knowing, Dave, I don't even want
to switch it and go there. Around 9 p.m.,
okay,
a small group of students went to Axel's Inn, a bar on North Oakland Avenue. There, the male friend said everyone saw Cade texting Michael. About a half hour later, Cade said Michael outside the nearby Miramar and dashed to meet him. The male friend said he couldn't see the exchange, but he assumed it happened. Cade ran across the street so energetic, and me and a friend followed behind. The male friend said, but when the club opened, the male friend said the bouncer wouldn't let Mike in because I think he saw Mike give Cade the Percocet, though Cade was already in. An hour later, Reddington was caught by a Miramar bouncer taking the pill in the bathroom and was told to leave the club about 10:35. He then rented a scooter and got back to UWM dorm around 15 minutes later. In the dorm, Reddington told friends he wasn't feeling well and laid down on a beanbag chair in the suite. He never woke up. So you can draw whatever conclusions you want to draw to that. The truth of the matter is, that's a serious, serious allegation. And so whether people want to draw parallels with anything else, to me, has no equivalency. Especially when there's a person running for a state Supreme Court. And her response to it certainly should make a difference. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. Don, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Be right back.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit gowiththefacts.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 29, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 14. Snow likely tomorrow, highs level off around 34, overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Yo.com.
Look, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Texas is that same number. If you're just joining us, today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, an earth-shattering article by Dan Bice that talks about the fact that Supreme Court Justice candidate, Ms. Darrow, Judge Darrow, her son, Michael, is right now being accused as a guy who was selling Percocets, and a young student at UWM, 19 years of age, Cade Reddington, died from what they thought was Percocets. It wound up being fentanyl, and she hasn't been very forthcoming with this story, and it's a story that's going to grow wings, sprout wings, and the question is whether or not that has some impact on your thoughts about Judge Darrow and whether or not, you know, it will matter in your sight, whether or not you will support her. Maybe you are a supporter of hers, and you're going to support her anyway. But the Cade Remington family, who's lost a son, just wants answers. She's a judge. She should be able to give those answers to this family, since her son is the one being accused of having sold the drug that took this young man's life. Let's go to the phone lines. And Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, how you doing? You say what? Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Earl. Pleasure speaking to you. Unlike your previous caller, I'm going to stay on topic. I'm not going to talk about immigration. I'd like to offer a quick comment here, about this Judge Darrow. Look, I'm sure she had some inkling that her son may have been involved with something illegal, but to me, that just points out the fact, you know, as a judge, you get cases that are very personal to you, and you must recuse yourself. I think you understand that.
That is correct.
Right? Right. So I got a hunch that if she get a case like that, she would not recuse herself, and that's the way to be a fair and honest and decent judge. That was my main point of concern. I didn't hear anyone bring that up, you know. So I think that's very important that if you're going to be a fair and honest judge. And to me, I just got a funny feeling she doesn't want to own up to the fact. And hey, I've got kids too, and they get themselves in mischief. You know that. And,
yes.
Yeah, you know. So you got to own up to that.
So
stuff,
yeah, they're a reflection of you and I.
Exactly. Whether you like it or not, they watch us.
Well, hey Don, thank you very much for the call.
You betcha.
It's just like. I always, and I didn't fall down out of heaven, but I always knew that whatever it was I did, I didn't want it to be a reflection on my mother and father. I never wanted to bring shame to them. And the fact that Judge Darrell's son did what he did. You know, you can't dismiss that. Because regardless of how you feel about Judge Darrell, shouldn't the pain and the what's the word I'm looking for, kind of where people remorse be reserved for the family who lost the young man? Shouldn't that be where we need to direct our sympathy? I don't understand people. I mean, I understand this is a political race. And so, you know, Republicans want her to win, or they want a Republican to win. But at what cost? Listen, Dan Bice did the right thing. He's going to be, and I've accused him many times of some of the articles that he's written. You know, and I'm sure when he got this information, not just from the family, but from friends of the young man who died, that he thought about, should I put this out? But as a journalist, he has no choice. He's got to be right. He's got to do what's right, no matter what the risk. So I'm talking about this on the air. I know it represents a risk because I know Judge Darrell is much beloved. I'm not unmindful of that. But should that interfere with what's right? That's all we're talking about. You hear me constantly bellowing about what's right. I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to do. Doesn't matter where the chips fall. We're going to talk about what's right and what's wrong. Doesn't matter who's hurt. There's a young 19-year-old boy or young man who died. Based on all the information that's coming out, it kind of leads that a son was involved in some capacity. Whether you want to believe it or not, I didn't say he was, I said it points in those directions. I didn't say he was guilty. That should matter.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A strong end to the year for the economy. ABC's Alexis Christophorus goes through this morning's report from the Commerce Department.
This is a look at a sort of the report card of the economy, and it shows us that the economy did pretty well to end 2022, despite the highest inflation in 40 years and rising interest rates. The economy still grew at a solid pace, 2.9%, slightly better than we expected, and down a little bit from the pace of growth we saw in the prior quarter, which was 3.2%.
Some economists believe the U.S. could see rolling recessions. Parts of the economy are starting to slow down. Not all of them, though. A hearing in a Texas court today over two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. The aerospace giant will be arraigned on a criminal charge that it thought was settled 2 years ago. Families of the victims say they were never notified of the deal. A new round of Russian missile strikes across Ukraine overnight. Ukrainian officials say 11 people were killed. This is ABC News.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's record budget surplus keeps growing. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau now says state government could be $7.1 billion in the black in July. That's $500 million more than expected. Almost 90% of that increase comes from money that was set aside during the past 2 years, but not spent. Lawmakers and the governor are talking about what to do with the money. If you don't have high-speed internet where you live, now is the time to fix that. Anyone can challenge the Federal Communications Commission's draft of the National Broadband Map. You can check your address to see if you should be getting it. Washington is trying to get high-speed internet access to as many people as possible. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution. And Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Just play.
this journey of vengeance, the three of us have chosen to stick together because this isn't about any individual committee assignment. This is about an institution where the Speaker of the House is using his power to go after his political opponents and to pick them off the field. And that's why we've chosen every step of the way to stick together.
Representative Eric Swalwell, who went on to say,
this is purely about political functions. The cost is not only removing us from the committee. On the Intelligence Committee, the cost is not only breaking, shattering the most precious glassware in the cabinet, a committee that's always been bipartisan. The cost are the death threats that Ms. Omar and myself and Mr. Schiff keep getting because Mr. McCarthy continues to aim and project these smears against us. Even though we have said publicly these smears are bringing death threats, he continues to do it, which makes us believe that there's an intent behind it. But we will not be quiet. We're not going away. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands.
Actually, I'm glad they're all out, you know, speaking together and standing together, because Adam Schiff also said this lie that Kevin McCarthy keeps repeating about Eric Swalwell. He said, I was in that FBI briefing. Kevin McCarthy needs to stop lying about Eric Swalwell. I mean, it's sort of like, I guess we should never be surprised, and there's, you know, we can laugh at Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it is really kind of terrifying. I mean, they are endangering America's national security.
I absolutely agree, and we can laugh at Santos. I've stopped laughing at Greene. She's dangerous as hell, and the thought that she's going to be running as for VP, a possibility with the ticket with Trump, is terrifying. They have a massive base. They have a massive base, and if he's not in jail and she's not in jail or prison, because that's where they would both go, it's unnerving. It's absolutely unnerving.
Yeah,
so,
I was saying that would be the final stupiding of America, Marjorie Taylor Greene, because
it would be the crowning.
Yeah, it would be the crowning and the stupiding.
Yes.
It would be complete in America. All right, we were before the break. I was asking what you and AG, you said you talked about this book that one of the prosecutors in New York wants to publish. It looks like, what do you call it, Alvin Bragg is trying to stop it from being published. We don't know the whole story yet of why Donald Trump was not prosecuted in New York.
Right, and that's the thing, is that the Pomerantz book, which AG wants to, I want to read it. The thing is for some reason, Bragg is telling the truth that this investigation is still active, and he's not done yet, and that's that if it actually is in existence, then it could actually hurt the case. So I and AG are both of the same mind frame of, like, hold on to the book a little bit longer to see if Bragg is actually telling the truth in this case, is still viable and it's still in action, and if not, release the hounds. But it could actually jeopardize the case if it does come out and there's information in there that would do that. So it's just a catch-22 on that, because I think the book's going to be fantastic. It's the one that I would read, but also is this the right time?
Yeah. Let's turn to the we listened to, we should go down to 18. Ted Cruz twist himself into pretzels on, you know, how the Trump, it was no big deal, classified, and then Biden, it's the biggest thing in the world, and now Mike Pence again, it's
no big deal.
Exactly.
There were a couple of papers that were classified that were inadvertently, quote, with non-classified materials. That was a mistake, but there's no reason to think it was anything but inadvertent. That is very different from what Joe Biden has done.
What?
Joe Biden has given zero explanation as to how these classified documents got there. And in particular, he has given no explanation as to how he has documents from his time in the Senate.
Oh, my God, Dana. Okay. So we just had Joyce Vance on explaining how, you know, in Pence and Biden's case, intent is where you find, you know, criminal, that's where there would be a criminal investigation. There clearly was no intent. Obviously, Pence and Biden didn't know that. It is apples and oranges to what Donald Trump did. He stole nuclear secrets, kept them for a year, knew he had them, lied about them. I mean,
we're all in agreement. And those papers that Ted Cruz was bringing up about him being a senator, and we talked about this on the Daily Beans, there's absolutely no proof that those were being read when he was a senator. When he was running for VP, when he was picked as a VP with Obama, when he was running for president, he could have been reading, and those he has access now to those papers when he was a senator, but they're dated after when he was actually in office. So we have talked about that. But listen, Ted Cruz, every single one of them is going to be like, oh, what is Biden doing? And then, you know, Pence comes out with classified documents, and they're going to have to walk it back.
But do
it happens every single time. I just wish we would stop tripping over ourselves at the finish line. just have Trump with the classified documents and no one else has them, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
But do you think, because I know everybody, it's like it's two questions, right? It's political and it's legal. Do you think this complicates prosecuting Trump? Because I think it's just, I guess they're hoping and counting on the public being dumb enough to just go, oh, well, everybody does it, both sides do it, so it's no big deal. And not know the difference that what Trump did was clearly extremely illegal.
That's the thing. Is it going to be okay with the general public? No, but they're going to have outrage regardless. The law is the law. So if Trump needs to be prosecuted, and he does, and Biden and Pence don't, that's the situation legally. The problem is then there's going to be that whole uproar with the media and people wanting clickbait and writing these headlines about how Trump was prosecuted, Biden wasn't, is the Justice Department, you know, partisan, all of that crap. But the law is the law. If Trump's supposed to go to prison for this, he will. And if Biden and Pence did something illegal, they would as well, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And I hate defending Mike Pence. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Really, don't make me defend the guy that took money from AIDS funding for reparative therapy in Indiana. Please don't. Okay, Representative Aguilar about the classified docs.
I'm frustrated that if anyone doesn't handle confidential and secret documents in the manner in which they're supposed to. All of us up here, we have security clearances, and when we handle things, I'm a defense appropriator. I go to the secure facility and read documents often. There's a process by which we are allowed to do that. There's a process by which we leave devices and view that material in a safe and secure environment and then leave.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about yesterday, Dan, is I don't get why anyone's taking them home anyway.
I don't either, but I also don't understand how Mike Pence has moved from one house to another, and apparently who doesn't go through their stuff when you move houses and be like, I don't need this anymore.
Right.
I'm going to stop hoarding this. Apparently they're like, take everything and move it to a new location. I just don't buy that either.
Can every time they interview him now, that clip be played of him, Chuckly Sad Santa, what Joe Biden did is very disappointing.
I also love in the clip, if people on Free Speech that are watching can see this, he's like, no, I don't have class. I never took any class in my documents.
Yes,
and
do.
He's nodding yes the entire time.
Right.
Yes. No, I don't have those.
Representative Aguilar, one more.
I think based on what we know, that the current president, President Biden, and Vice President Pence have handled this the way that they should, and letting everyone know and talking to the archives and law enforcement agencies as to what was found. It's clear that the former president didn't handle this appropriately and has obstructed every possible avenue in which authorities could view that material and lied about the material that he had in his possession. So I do view them differently, but I think, you know, altogether it's disappointing that this keeps happening.
Yeah. Okay, and one last one about the Speaker kicking Schiff and Swalwell off while putting George Santos, if that's his name.
It's hard.
I think it's ridiculous that the Speaker would kick two good members who know a lot about the intelligence world off of the committee, while at the same time seating George Santos and giving him two committee assignments. I think it's ridiculous, and the caucus feels that way. These are members that were advanced by the Democratic caucus and our leader to serve in this capacity and have served, and it's unfortunate that but it is the Speaker's prerogative, just like it's his prerogative to seat George Santos on two committees in Congress while we are completely uncertain as to what aspects of his life he's ever told the truth on.
Yeah, there's at least two stories a day now, Dana, right, about George Santos. I mean, when we say how low is the bar in the Republican Party, there is no bar. Kevin McCarthy got all snippy with reporters. You don't get to determine whether I answer.
No, that, with the way he was talking to her was, I'm assuming it sounded like a female voice. He's just such a misogynistic jerk.
Yeah, but he said while he stands by George Santos, he will be removed if the ethics committee finds he broke the law. He asked whether he's standing by Santos because his resignation would cut into the House Republicans' narrow majority. McCarthy said, no, you know why I'm standing by him? Because his constituents voted for him. I don't have the power simply because I disagree with somebody what they've said to remove him from elected office. McCarthy added he would hold Santos to the same standard I hold anyone else elected to Congress. I mean, if this were a Democrat, can you imagine what he would be saying if this were a Democrat?
Oh, absolutely. They would call for him to be expelled immediately. Are you kidding me? I also think it's very strange that there's over 200 Republicans in Congress. We only hear about 15 of them. Like, I don't know how many people are assigned to committees, but I do think it's very weird that there's about 150 people doing their job and we never hear about them because they're not clickbait and they're not making noise and they're not Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. But then you've got George Santos who just came in. That's why when people like that are put on committees, he's a freshman congressman, there is money there. There's money that was given to someone to get Santos on these committees. It doesn't make sense to me otherwise. He's not qualified for them.
Yeah.
None of them are.
Yeah. No, it's almost like a joke. I mean, when we talk about they do everything to own the libs, I mean, tell me Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was kicked off, you know, Twitter for COVID misinformation in charge of the COVID committee, is not just a middle finger to the libs.
Oh, it 100% is. And I think that, yeah, whatever favors they decided to give, the dirt they have on McCarthy, if it's coming from Trump, if it's in the boxes that were taken from Mar-a-Lago, there's so many things, but all roads lead back to probably Russia, especially with Santos.
Yep.
It's just really unfortunate.
Yeah. Patrick in Massachusetts, you're on with Dana. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and a quick congratulations to your mom for when she was 100 years old.
Yep. This past Sunday.
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Thank you.
Couple of things. Thanks for, you know, letting a difference of opinion come on the show here. I'm just hoping that you correct yourself, on a couple of things. You railed against Trump when he allegedly made fun of the reporter that was handicapped years ago or during the election, but I believe it, and I don't get your satellite in my car, and that's why I'm driving the white car, you know, from time to time I listen to your show.
Thank you.
But you've made some incendiary and kind of really just cheap comments about 2 weeks ago or thereabouts when the House was voting for McCarthy, and Crenshaw went after some of the people that were held, and he was calling them terrorists. And I know it's a joke, and it's, you know, half-handedly, but, you know, you said, oh, Representative Crenshaw turned the blind eye.
I said that.
That was Travis Bone.
I said that.
That was Travis Bone.
Yeah,
I just about... I disavow all knowledge of Trump's phone. I don't even know how he gets in here. I don't.
And then secondly,
all right. I love you. Okay. Once again, Travis. I do all I can. I have a little predator eyes to kind of keep Travis out. I have a bunch of.
I would also like to point out.
He continues to get in here. I don't. I apologize, sir, for that really, really poor taste.
I also say when the Republicans have to deal with the gay elephant in the room, it is not a weight joke about George Santos.
No.
Listen, and I've said this is my new favorite joke. If we can't keep him out of Congress, he's a dangerous gay. We just have to keep him away from Jennifer Coolidge at this point.
Absolutely. Yes.
Totally agree.
Yes.
If you don't watch White Lotus, you're missing a very good show. There's no spot. Just keep him away from Jennifer Coolidge.
These gays are trying to murder me.
They're trying to murder me.
Okay. We have that as a secondary drop, don't we?
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom!
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 29, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 14. Snow likely tomorrow, highs level off around 34, overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Streaming at waukradio.com.
One, two, make you wanna...
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, all I'm asking and all anybody should be asking is that we are fair and right and that we treat people the same. Some poor mother, Connor, whose son may grab a pistol, 15 years old, and shoot and kill somebody. And she gets crucified in the media for being a bad parent. Well, she's a bad parent. It was her child. And then you see that this situation that we're talking about, again, allegation. But if it's true, is she a bad parent? Judge Darrell. Come on, man.
You can't say wholesale whether someone is completely a terrible or...
No, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
When it happens... In the central city
exactly.
And black communities.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. Like you can't ever tell, you know, if someone is wholesale, like, cause there are lots of other factors. And so, we were talking about this on the break, like how, Dave, for example, you know, took the entire empathetic angle. You know, we need to see that this is a grieving mother, but when we talk about the inner city, when we talk about people going through those situations, conservatives in tend to not show that same level of empathy. And if they do, they tend to take a perspective based in personal responsibility. And it's just, it's hypocritical, and it shows the bias of, in how having that political philosophy and focusing on trying to uphold political ideals versus focusing on trying to solve issues ends up harming the people that you claim to represent.
So, that family son lost his life at 18 years old. He's not coming back. It does not matter to them whether or not, you know, Judge Darrell, I'm sure they're not biased against her or anything. They just want justice for their son, as anyone would. And they want somebody to pay the price for the loss of his life. Man, that's it. There's nothing else to that. Nothing else. You know. And it's not going away. It's out there now. And so those who are running Judge Darrell's campaign, they got to deal with that now. As we speak, they are gathering and they are trying to figure out what they can do to mitigate the damages. Man, it's not going away. Even her competitor on the Republican side. You know, people will do whatever they have to do to get elected, man. They will. And Dan Kelly, if you think he's not going to use it or his people aren't going to use it, you're mistaken. And then you don't know the game of politics. But it's going to be used. And in a way, as well it should. You know, maybe I might lose some listeners because of what I just got through talking about for the last hour and some odd minutes. But so be it. Man, can't compromise the truth. I'm sorry. And I know many of you listeners have rocks in your jaws right now because you don't like the fact that we've delved into this. Well, some things shouldn't be talked about. You know, you're doing this to give the Democratic candidates, you know, a better chance of winning. No, not at all. I'm not that petty. I'm really not. Everything I do and say is based on right and wrong, not right and left, not blue and red. I'm not like many of you who, you know, that's your thing. It's not mine. And thankfully, it's not Dan Bice's because he broke the story. And whether you believe it or not, it's going to have a major impact on this race. Whether it's, you know, you yourself or not, there are enough people who know that this has to be addressed. Can't be swept under the rug. Some things you can sweep under the rug. The death of a young man from an overdose and turns out that pill was, you know, deadly. And the name of the young man that's tied to that happens to be the son of a candidate for the state Supreme Court. It's not going away. That's a big issue. I'm sorry. It's not going away. Thank everybody who made the show go. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be here with my good friend Sandy Williams. Thank you, Connor. Thank everybody. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
What do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comment where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.